Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Nick joins us right now. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick,
hey, Coach.
Congratulations on the win. We could dwell extensively on the good stuff, but listen, everyone wants us to get down to the business, so let's do it. How concerned, Nick, are you about the A.J. Brown situation?
Yeah, not concerned. We all want to get better. We've set a pretty high standard here, and we all want to get better. We all want to enjoy the win when we get it, and we all want to get better from it, right? I think that I'd be more concerned if we were in this locker room and we're like, hey, we're 4-0, and being satisfied. I think you're saying from the entire team, no, that doesn't mean we don't enjoy the win in the moment, but you're saying from the entire team that we all want to get better. We all want to raise our standard. And that's the reality of September, October football, is you're working your way up to get better. Right. There's not, like, I've seen a lot of teams, peak too early. And our goal is to be playing our best football by the end of the year. That doesn't mean we got to be more consistent as coaches. We got to be more consistent as players. And we have a high level and a high standard for ourselves. And we just want to continue to reach that and work towards that.
So, Nick, I really admire your ability through the last few years to diffuse some situations. I really do. And I think part of it is how you answer questions, in press conferences and interviews. But I will tell you, the not concerned thing, I mean, this is one of the great players in Philly sports. It seemed like he may be alluding to wanting to be out. I think that the heart of it is he's wondering how much longer can I take it, not getting the ball as much as other great receivers in football. Do you think I'm wrong that that's the heart of the matter? And I mean, I think this is a pretty big situation right now.
Yeah, and you're entitled to your opinion, obviously. And, what I see it as a guy that wants to contribute to his football team because he knows he's able to contribute to his football team. And, the things that we know, like, we know that the past 3 years that AJ's been here, we've won a lot of football games. And 1 year he had almost 1,500 yards. 1 year he had 1,400 yards. Last year, missed a couple games and had 1,100 yards. So we know when we're playing our best, he's contributing.
Yeah.
When we're clicking on all cylinders, he's contributing. And that doesn't mean you can't win games and when he's not contributing, but I think that we all know that, to reach the standard that we want to reach, right, it has to be working on, it has to be, in the run game, in the pass game, on defense, on special teams. It needs to be hitting to hit the standard that we want to hit. Now, until it gets to that standard, until, you know, as you build up in the season, your job is to, our job as coaches, our job as players is to find ways to win, get better from, you know, what you went through in the game, work our butts off in the week to get better as well, and repeat, repeat, repeat until you're playing, you know, the type of football that is to your standards. But sure, it's, you know, it's, we're not there yet. And it's early in the year. We're four games through, and you know, our whole focus as an entire team is, you know, how do we get better? How do we get better? How do we get better?
Sure. So the numbers say that, that AJ had more targets than yards for just the third time in his career in this last game. Mm-hmm. So how do you help him contribute to the team with more involvement moving forward?
Yeah. Again, you know, and it's no secret. The pass game runs through AJ. It runs through Devontae. It runs through Dallas. It's, you know, Saquon's got a big part of it. And then you got some good contributing factors. Grant Calcaterra's had some plays throughout the season. Jahan Dotson has. You know, Mechie's done a nice job, right? And so you got other pieces there as well. And so, you know, there's a lot of guys there that can and will get the ball. And so, you know, obviously everything that we do, it starts, like our week preparation never starts, or our, you know, when we're watching tape is like, okay, how do we get AJ the ball? How do we get Dallas the ball? How do we get Devontae the ball? That's, you know, I'm not letting any secrets out right there. Like, that's how every, you know, game plan meeting starts.
Sure.
And so that's on our mind. That's why, you know, through the course of the year, I'm always confident that those things play themselves out through the course of the year. We're in a small sample size right now. It hasn't, you know, where he hasn't got, you know, the amount of touches that he normally has, but we're in a very small sample size. And, you know, I know how we game plan. I know how, you know, we think through things. I know how important he is. And again, like, it's our job inside this building is to not ride the roller coaster of the outside and be completely focused. If you're focused, sure, on other things, if you're focused on too much other stuff, that you're taking a little bit of focus away from what the main goal is, mm-hmm, to get better, win, find ways to win and get better. So, you know, our job is to focus on our process, to focus on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On, you know, the right things and attempts to be playing our best football by the end of the year.
Nick, one thing though, on, you know, the outside, does it disappoint you when AJ takes it to the outside? Social media is not the locker room. Social media is the work, and the world can hear my thoughts and know what I'm thinking. Does it disappoint you when he writes what he wrote?
No, I don't get disappointed with those types of things. And again, like, it's all about the conversations that you have individually. Like, like when you don't have communication with somebody, and then you're forced to think, man, what could this have meant or what could that meant? That's why we're in constant communication. That's why together is one of our core values. And so you understand things that are going on when maybe people who aren't in constant communication may not.
Nick, does it help the offense become, more difficult to defend if Jalen takes more risks downfield? And I know that's part of what makes him great. I know part of why we're 20-1 in the last 21 games is he doesn't turn the ball over. But he's a risk-averse quarterback. But would it help the offense become less predictable if he would take more risks?
Yeah, just because he doesn't throw interceptions, I don't believe that he's risk-averse. Because we talk in two different things. We talk about protecting the football because of the success we've had, and the formula that we've had to win. Like let's call it what it is. Our job is to win football games, period, and find any way we can win to win football games. And we know our success that we've had when we protect the ball and we take the ball away. But we also, on the other end, know how hard it is to score points when you're not explosive. I think I've been saying this since the beginning of this year. We have to be more explosive. But that you can't risk the ball to be more, you don't want to risk the ball in attempts to do that. Like, there's ways to do that where you still protect the football and still make good decisions. And Jalen's just one piece of protecting the football. Like, how you carry the football as a ball carrier is a big piece of that as well. We've done a nice job so far, only turning it over one time and, forcing however many, 5 turnovers for us. We're +4 right there. And we've won every game, to date. And that's a big reason for it. Mm-hmm. Now, again, like I said, you still want to create explosives because it's hard to, if you're in the run game, if you're in the pass game, it's hard to dink dunk your way down the field because, this game, the other team forces mistakes, right? And, there's ups and downs in each game. So both are important. Both are very important. We've found, with our taking care of the football, though, that's always at the top of our mind. And also we want to be explosive.
Nick Sirianni.
I answered your question.
Yep. Nick Sirianni here on WIP. Nick, team's 4-0, by the way. I don't have to remind you, but I'll remind everyone listening. The nature of this conversation, people wouldn't necessarily think it. So let's talk about some really good things. Nick, on Sunday, the game basically starts with a block punt, if you will. After your defense gets a stop, it's a block punt. And shortly after that happened, Tom Rinaldi said on Fox that he overheard you on the sidelines say, "I told you, I told you." And it seemed to be in reference to something related to how to block that punt. Had you noticed something during the week that you specifically saw that could give your squad an advantage and it worked out?
Yeah, don't want to get into anything like that. But Coach Clay and the special teams coaches do such a phenomenal job of, prepping our guys for the week and seeing different things whether it's a return, whether it's a block, whether it's, a trick play or whatever. They just do such a good job and have a good feel of when to call things. And I think that just in that moment, he called an opportunity for a block in that moment by Coach Clay, and our guys went out and executed. I actually don't even remember saying I told you so. But I just was so excited celebrating with Coach Clay, watching our guys celebrate together. I thought our guys played extremely, extremely tough. I think our guys played extremely, extremely hard with their effort. And I love the celebration that they had, there. And that's why football is awesome, guys, right? I mean, it takes everybody. I know majority of the questions that I answered today were about the offense, but man, this is a team game, and it takes offense, defense, special teams, and we got contributions from each phase And that's why football is, to me, the best team sport there is.
I agree with you.
The best sport there is.
Coach, what were you saying to Baker Mayfield? And after the fact, with the taunting increase in penalties, do you worry that you're undermining your authority, the example that you're setting for your players?
Baker and I actually really respect him. I got to know him a little bit when we practiced against them when he was at Cleveland and I was at Indy, and really enjoyed my conversations with him. You know, it was just some fun back.
He
and
seems
forth.
Awesome.
I told him after the game, I said, "And besides our guy, you're one of my favorite guys to watch. You know, I really admire his competitiveness. Wow. I really admire his." You know, I just think he's a really, really good quarterback, and just to really admire his game. And I was just having some fun in there. I talked to him after the game as well, and told him that after the game because I got a lot of respect for him, and he's won a lot of football games.
Just having fun,
That's Nick. Congrats on look, it was a great September. You guys went 4-0. I know there were some circumstances that were odd in the way you landed at 4-0, but you're 4-0. Congrats on a great September, and good luck for the Denver Broncos.
4-0 is nice, but we just want to continue to get better, and that's all our mindset is. And I know a lot of teams would trade places with us to be 4-0, but you know what? We're never satisfied. We want to keep getting better, and we'll look back at it at the end of the year and be happy with whatever. But you know, our job is just to get better and find ways to win games.
You got it, Nick. Good luck on Sunday. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, right, Coach.
Thank you. All right, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.